بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث العاشر عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: بينما رجل يمشي بطريق اشتد عليه العطش. إلى آخر الحديث. We are reading in this chapter of there are many ways of doing good deeds and many simple ways of doing good deeds and gaining forgiveness from Allah and entering to Jannah. The last hadith we read was about a person who was traveling. He felt very thirsty on the way and there was a well. He went down in the well and he drank water. When he came out, he found a dog that was very thirsty also, and it was drinking muddy water. So he felt pity on the horse, and he went down on the dog, and he went back into the well, and in his leather socks, in his shoe, he collected water, and with difficulty kept it in his mouth, and climbed out, and let the dog drink. Allah. And then he made shukr to Allah for that service that Allah had afforded him to make. On that Allah became very happy, forgave him and entered him into Jannah. Similarly also the instance of that evil woman who was also very thirsty, and she also drank water, and then she found also that there was a dog that was thirsty. She also brought water up from the well and gave it to the dog. And Allah also was very happy with this action of her, and then Allah Ta'ala forgave her also and entered her into Jannah. From there we learn that whatever good deeds we do, even goodness and kindness to animals, is very much appreciated by Allah Ta'ala. So much so that so sinful people are also forgiven for those actions. Further we read, when Allah Ta'ala grants a splendid reward for an act of kindness towards an animal, one wonders the true extent of Allah's reward and kindness towards His close and beloved servants. When treating an animal like this and Allah becomes so happy, then the commentator writes here that if we show kindness to a pious person, a righteous person, then how much won't Allah's favors come on that person? So we should, and this is an easy way to gain the great favors and closeness of Allah Ta'ala. To show kindness to the creation of Allah Ta'ala, whether even it is an animal. As we read in one hadith, that the Sahaba asked, do we get reward even if we do goodness towards animals? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that any living thing that you do goodness to, there is a reward for you in there. So if we do for the animals and the dog, which is regarded as a lowly animal, then if we do good to people and to righteous and pious people, how much won't Allah be pleased, and what great rewards won't we attain? The narration which states that a woman instead of a man had given water to a dog is not contradictory, because it may refer to another incident. Many such incidents could have taken place and which are reported. So it isn't any contradiction, it is a supplement to it, and that other possibilities are also there. Also we learn from here, we are urged to carry out as many good deeds as we can, no matter how insignificant they may be, as we have no idea which deed holds Allah's special mercy. Yea, in this hadith we are exhorted and encouraged that whenever we can do any good deeds, we must do them. Never ever think, I've done a lot already. Even normally in our life, many people, when they come towards old age, as we retire from dunya's work, many retire from deen's work also. That whole life I was making namaz with jamaat, now I can make at home. Or I was keeping rozas my whole life, now I'm old, now I can take it easy. Many people want to take it easy. That should not be the case. Till maut comes, we must keep on trying. Whatever effort of deen also we are doing, we should not retire. In this field of deen, the retirement is in the qabr, not in this world. No matter what we are doing, teaching or serving deen in any way, we mustn't feel mad. Many people, even ulama, when they get old, they want to retire. There is no retirement in Islam. Islam, we must work till the last moment. So we mustn't think that I've done a lot of good deeds. At the same time also, any good deed, any deed, we shouldn't regard it as it's just a small thing. This is not important. We don't know that small deed may be sufficient to enter us into Jannah. Hazrat Muhammad Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, don't regard any small good deed as insignificant good deed. That deed may be take you to Jannah. And don't regard any small guna as small also. That is just a small thing, it's just makruh or something like that. That could be sufficient to land you in Jahannam also. So we must treat our deen, every aspect, as much good as we can do till our last moment. And whatever good we can do, small deed, big deed, whatever we can do, we must never keep back. We should try and do them all. Sincerity draws divine reward. Another very important aspect in all these deeds is the sincerity. These people, though they were so sinful, that woman, etc., but that sincerity of hers, and that is more than the deed also. That's for Allah's pleasure, and no show, there was nobody there. She only did it and felt pity on that dog, and she took out water and gave the dog. With that sincerity, that is what Allah loves. So we also must not think that I'll also do some deed and then I will get forgiven like that. We don't know about our sincerity. And the normal system by Allah Ta'ala, good deeds will be weighed and the evil deeds will be weighed. Whatever is more, according to that, the decision will be made. There are these rare occasions where Allah Ta'ala just forgives. And we can't take it that it's going to be for me. That I do this one good deed, now all my gunas will be forgiven. They're the normal system. If we have made gunas, we must make tawbah and get our gunas forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. In that way, there is a way out for that. So sincerity is very important. The man's action of giving water to the dog was sincere and devoid of ulterior motives. What could he hope from the dog? That the dog would do him something. For people, if we do a favor, it is possible that we expect praises from them. We are going to take some advantage of from them. But the dog, what can he expect? He did it, it was completely sincerely. Hence, it attracted Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Sincerity is a very great thing by Allah Ta'ala. That when action is done solely for Allah's pleasure, that has got great value. And it comes in the hadith that the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, what great sincerity they did their amal, the islah was made in the sohbat and company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, if they give half a khajur in the path of Allah, what the sincerity they give, and we give a whole mountain full in the whole mount of Uhud, we give in the path of Allah of gold. We can't attain that reward what they acquire by just giving half a khajur. All that is because of sincerity. And we also at this point should think, am I making any effort to get sincerity in my life? Sincerity in my action, or am I just going and just hoping that I am sincere and just thinking I am sincere and I don't have to make any effort? And if we study about sincerity, we see that how fine it is, and a person gets caught out so easily that he is insincere. So we have to make an effort, be conscious, and whatever actions we are doing, just doing them with sincerity, and the reward becomes much more greater by Allah Ta'ala. Providing water to people is an exceedingly noble action in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. This is a great, great amal of providing water to people. Whether it was like in that case there, or a person has a well dug, or whatever, where people haven't got water, we send water there, this is very much loved by Allah Ta'ala. So this is a great thing of providing water for people, wherever we want to do some good deed, some isale sawab for my mother, for my father, have a well dug, arrange water to be given to people who haven't got water, that reward is very great. May Allah give us tawfiq. All good deeds that have to be done, that we do them, we work on our sincerity and doing all good deeds in the right way. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.